have got some news to share. And would you like to share it, or would you like me to share it?
Go ahead.
I'd like to hear you share it.
I am cancer free.
Everybody at home, I bet, is either praising the Lord or clapping right now.
Yeah. We went to the urologist this morning, or today, and Amanda, we need to talk. But we went to the urologist this morning, and he came in, and, well, I had an x-ray done, and he came in and he said, oh, your x-ray came back and everything looks good. No, your chest is clear, because it was a chest x-ray. Chest is clear, everything looks great. And I said, okay, so the ultrasound, and he said, yeah, it looks good too. And we're like, but. Well,
it kind of got silent.
Yeah.
Totally silent.
And I said, but the my chart said, and then I just bust into tears, and I mean, it was just.
And he jumped up and said, let me go.
Let me go and look.
Make sure I read the right report.
Yeah, he said, I got to go check and see if I got the right report or not. And I mean, he took off out of the room so that he wanted to be 100% positive.
Because he came, I mean, he was all happy and, well, he was himself. I mean, he comes in and
absolutely.
He's usually got a good disposition. He don't never act like he's had a bad day or a bad mood. You know, he's got good bedside manner.
And I mean, he's just all around a wonderful doctor.
If we could clone him and Dr. Smith.
Oh, my goodness.
And maybe even, like, put him into one person.
Yeah.
And just, you could go to them for everything.
Yeah.
You know, you have your own personalized chef up at Fogo de Chao.
Yeah.
So you could have your personalized chef and your artificially put together doctor as your own personal physician.
Yeah, because those two docs are just amazing. I mean, Gregory Smith, he's a...
oncologist?
No. Oh, well, maybe...
Hematologist,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then Dr. Sprunger, which is a urologist, and they are both absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing doctors. And so you put those two together, and they are just... something. And so he came back in the room and he said, no, I got the right report. Everything looked fine. And so I pulled up the my chart that I had, and I showed him, and he said, you know, this is why I hate those stupid things. He said, because this is indication. And he said, that meant what you had before.
It was like the authorization to do the ultrasound based upon what was in your file before. But let me point out, it wasn't that we just jumped the gun.
Right.
Because our neighbor is an oncology RN here in Columbus, at Columbus Regional Hospital. And she read the report that Amy had, and she read it the same way we read it.
Well, and he said that it's so misleading the way it was written. I mean, he totally understood, because the way it's written, he said that he felt terrible.
Oh, he was visibly shook.
Yeah, he was almost in tears with us, because I was just bawling. I was just crying like crazy, because the relief was just overwhelming to me, to know that everyone's prayers were answered, and the relief that I felt was just amazing. And he was visibly shook.
He kind of went like this. He put his head in his hand, and he's always one of these look you in the eye.
Absolutely.
Direct. And he kind of put his head like this, and he said, I'm so sorry you went through that.
Yeah.
I am so, and then he just went almost silent.
Yeah.
And he's never silent.
Yeah, because he's just such a peppy, happy guy. And he said, I just hate the way those things are done.
He said, in the future, well, he told us several things about the future. He said, had that ultrasound came back with what you thought it came back with, he said, I would have been on the phone with you and we would have been discussing this.
Oh, absolutely.
As soon as I got it. We didn't know that. We've never been through that before. So we didn't know that. But then he said, don't even look at those before you go to the doctor.
Yeah, that's what he told us. He said, don't ever look at that. He said, the next time, don't read those results till you hear from me. He said, just wait till you hear from me.
And he looked at it and he was like, well, I see why, I see why you're so upset and why you're so relieved now. And, you know, she was actually leaned way over with her head in her hands.
Yeah,
sobbing.
I took my mask off and everything.
And I was rubbing her back and you know, showing her love. And he just nodded in approval, like, she needs that. And you think about it, it was 3 weeks ago today that she got those results. So 3 weeks ago tonight, we shared that with you.
Yeah.
And we're so frustrated that she even had access to that report before the doctor had access to the report. And that it is not, well, I'm just going to say she had no business having that report without a doctor being present to explain the report to her. Because there was a lot of things on there. The size of her kidney.
Yeah.
Actually, the size of both kidneys, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And it showed that there was a cyst.
Yeah.
And then when you put, there's a cyst, and then that the cancer is back, you know, you can, there's a whole lot of things you can put together.
Yeah.
But you can't make up the fact that it said malignant. Well, the second word, whatever it was that we're both drawing a brain freeze on right now, you put that in Google, those two words, and it says kidney cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it says, kidney cancer. And so we're so frustrated. There, Mary got it, neoplasm.
Yeah, thank you, because that wouldn't have come to my mind for nothing. I'm just...
And we need to, and maybe you guys can help hold us accountable on this, we need to let Columbus Regional know how bad that was. She was basically in torture for 3 weeks.
I mean, it was horrible, not knowing what was going to happen. And I had actually even made up my mind that I was not going to do any kind of chemo. If that was the deal, I wasn't going to do chemo.
What along you had decided that if it was an option, you was going to let them remove a kidney and go with one. And I said, you know, we need to get all the facts on this stuff. I mean, you know, I know you can survive on one kidney, but if something goes wrong with that, then you're out of luck. And so it was 3 weeks of, you know, I don't want to be over dramatic about it, and she doesn't either, but it wasn't a good thing. And how many other people it affected? Look at how many of you guys have messaged her today and said, most of you in capital letters, because the text I put out had some capital letters, that, you know, praise God, hallelujah, and almost everybody, at least for the first like 10 minutes, was putting capital letters that they were screaming out to, and screaming out praise to God, which,
absolutely,
going back over the whole thing, those praises that went to God, we wish we wouldn't have had to have had those 3 weeks, but at least as kind of a consolation prize, I would say, is that she was able to take that test in her life, 3 weeks of, Mary Bailey says, 3 weeks of torture, and turn it into a testimony. You don't know how many people were praying today.
Absolutely.
And anytime during the last 3 weeks. And she had people messaging her and texting her and saying, there is no cancer. God's got this under control. And some people may downplay the fact that she never did have the cancer again this time, but the report said she did. The report she read said she did. The report that was...
And one of my biggest cheerleaders was Troy. Troy was, I'm telling you, he was just all the time, God's got this. And I mean, he was just, it was one of my, I mean, not saying nobody else was, because everybody was like cheerleading for me. And I felt so loved. I mean, I knew that everybody was in my court, you know? I mean, but I have to say this, I felt so ashamed right before we went in, because I was scared to death. And I felt like I didn't have the faith that I needed, because I was so scared going into that doctor's office, that if I had the faith that I needed, I wouldn't have been scared going in there. And I was ashamed of myself for that.
Jeffrey Smith just said, I would give you a kidney, Amy.
I know, I saw that. That was awesome. I mean, that makes me feel loved. Well, knowing that people like Jeff would give me a kidney.
Well, today, let me explain something about the Come As You Are Ministries prayer chain texts. I now have three lists for those. I've got a list of people that like to comment on every single request, or a comment quite frequently. That's one list. I got another list of people that don't like any comments. They just want to know what the prayer request is. They pray themselves and they go on. And if there is an update, that's good, but they don't need to listen to everybody. Their phone ding, you know, 20 times with people commenting about the prayer request. And then I got a third one, and I've got to update it a little bit, because now I'm seeing kind of which direction I can put the rest of them. So I got all comments, no comments, and people I'm not really sure about.
Middle of the road.
But, you know, there's a two or three that are on the middle of the road that need to go into the comments, and there's a couple that need to go into the non-comments. And then I would only have to send prayer requests out to two lists and not three. And thus the... But I was having to read... She's on the no comments list. She wants the prayer requests, and I can keep her updated on the other. And so I was keeping her updated on the comments. And I mean, I was doing nothing but nonstop telling her. And yeah. I finally said, yeah. Hey, you're popular. Because she was texting a few people, her kids, and some people that I wasn't taking care of. And so she's getting texts. I'm getting texts. You know, she gets a phone call. And I said, man, you're popular. She said something. I don't even remember her reply. You know, it was in typical fashion of hers. She wasn't praising herself. She kind of put herself down or something like that. And I said, oh.
It just shows how good God is.
You need to feel the love that is coming your way right now. And she did.
Absolutely.
She wasn't saying what she said, not because she didn't feel the love, because you guys, you know, there's people that wouldn't be on here that prayed, and you all helped her get through these 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, again, there would be some people that would be saying, you just spent 20 minutes talking about something that wasn't even an issue. Well, it was an issue for 3 weeks.
Absolutely was an issue.
And it was an issue for our friends and family that truly, truly love us.
And this is what is so frustrating, is because they put, Columbus Regional put out that report in the My Chart, and it didn't just affect Ed and I. It affected a whole bunch of people, because we're cared about enough that it affected us enough that it affected you guys, because you care. Mm-hmm. Because you have hearts and you care. And you care enough that it affected you guys too. And so that is what's frustrating to us, is that it didn't just stop here. It didn't just stop in the Boston household. It affected and reached out to a whole lot of other people and affected you guys too. And that's not acceptable to me.
Yeah, well, you need to hold us accountable. We need to let them know what they did and the effect that it had.
It's just not acceptable.
I mean, there are people that would say the pain and suffering that it caused, because the pain was mental. and you know, we didn't talk about it. I mean, we talked about it, not nonstop. That wasn't the only thing that was on our mind, but you know, it
well,
it was a topic of conversation between us and a lot of people.
It was therapeutic to talk about, because if I'd have held it in and not talked about it and not had support from the people that care about me, I probably would have exploded. I mean, it just would have been horrible. I had to have support from people that care. And unfortunately, because I had to talk about it and I had to have support, it affected not just me and Ed, it affected you guys too. And so it's just not an acceptable thing.
Well, and the thing is, the next person will get that message in the exact same form.
Absolutely. And that's just not, it's just not right. They need to make it more clear.
Roberta, did you get to the right page?